BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Relief agencies are stepping up their aid efforts in Vanuatu as a new day dawns in the Pacific nation that was hit by a devastating tropical cyclone on Friday night. In some areas, entire villages have been blown away. There are unconfirmed reports of more than 40 people dead in one province alone. Dennis McLean from the UN's Office for Disaster Risk Reduction says that global warming has had an effect on countries in the region.
The occurrence of a disaster like this is not so rare anymore. I mean, over the last 20 years, we've seen an intensification and a greater frequency of such events. This has been particularly evident in small island developing states like Vanuatu, which are on the front line of climate change. We can do a lot to protect the life of the people who are in the path of the storm, and that is by ensuring that the built environment in which they live has been adapted to the circumstances in which they live, and those circumstances include climate change, rising sea levels, and more intense cyclone events.
The Kurdish authorities in northern Iraq say they have evidence that Islamic State militants used chlorine gas in an attack against their forces. The claim follows tests carried out after a bomb attack earlier this year. Alan Johnston reports.
Back in January, an IS suicide bomber struck at Kurdish fighters. There were no casualties from the blast, but afterwards some fighters felt dizzy and ill.